This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will be discharged Monday evening from the military hospital where he's being treated for COVID-19 and will return to the White House. Mr. Trump tweeted Monday, "I will be leaving the great Walter Reed Medical Center today at 6:30 p.m. Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said earlier Monday that Mr. Trump is meeting with doctors treating him for COVID-19 to assess his progress. He said the administration is optimistic the president will be discharged from the hospital later in the day. The president entered the hospital on Friday and, according to his doctors, is now on a 5-day course of the antiviral drug remdesivir, as well as a steroid called dexamethasone, which is generally not administered in mild or moderate cases of the illness. His doctors say he was given supplemental oxygen at least twice when his blood oxygen levels dropped below 94%. The coronavirus has killed nearly 210,000 people in the United States and infected about 7.4 million across the country. That's according to data kept by the Johns Hopkins University. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she has tested positive for COVID-19. She said Monday she has no symptoms of the illness. McEnany also added she had no knowledge of the positive test of Hope Hicks, an advisor to President Donald Trump, before she held a press briefing last Thursday. Ms. Hicks' positive test was revealed Thursday evening. McEnany said she will begin the quarantine process and continue to work remotely. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Leaders from France, Russia, and the United States issued a joint statement Monday urging a ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Representing the co-chair countries of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Minsk Group, which is tasked with finding a peaceful solution, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian, and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemned the violence, which began just over a week ago. In a statement, the minister said the recent attack constitutes an unacceptable threat to the stability of the region. More than 40 civilians have been killed in escalating violence, with 200 more wounded and hundreds of houses seriously damaged in the violence. That's according to the United Nations. The predominantly ethnic Armenian territory, a formerly autonomous territory that sits inside Azerbaijan, declared its independence from Baku in 1991 during the collapse of the Soviet Union. It sparked a war that claimed the lives of as many as 30,000 people before a ceasefire was declared in 1994. Peace efforts in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict collapsed in 2010. A car bomb attack on the convoy of the governor of Afghanistan's Laghman province killed at least 8 people, including 4 of the governor's bodyguards. The provincial governor survived but was wounded, along with at least 40 others. The governor's spokesman said several civilians were killed in the early Monday attack in the provincial center. Separately, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani arrived in Doha on Monday, where he will meet the Afghan team negotiating with the Taliban. That's according to the deputy presidential spokesman. After nearly 3 weeks of talks that started on September 12th, the teams are still negotiating the ground rules for what are expected to be complicated discussions. The Taliban want their February agreement with the United States to serve as a pillar of future negotiations. That deal allowed for a comprehensive ceasefire between the two sides to be announced, along with the completion and agreement over the future political roadmap of Afghanistan. The Afghan negotiating team, however, wants the process to be based on the recommendations of a Loya Jirga, or a traditional Grand Assembly of Afghans that has called for an immediate ceasefire, as well as preserving the Afghan constitution and the democratic system of governance during the negotiations. And the U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Delta has formed in the Southern Caribbean. It's the 25th named storm of the year. On its current path, it's likely to become the 4th hurricane to threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast this year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. This is VOA News.